I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Widespread protests in Sudan earlier this year led to longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir's ouster. Now, the transitional government is trying to keep Sudan's economy afloat until elections in 2022. Sudanese Christians face challenges, too. Namely, how to secure religious freedom, no matter who comes to power, and at the same time, keep ministry moving forward. Ken, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says reaching the unreached needs to remain a priority.
There's about 42 million people in Sudan today. The vast majority of them are Muslim and have no knowledge or understanding of Jesus Christ at all.
Pray for gospel growth among Sudan's unreached people groups.
This is the last mile. The easy ones are done. These guys aren't reached for a reason. These are the tough ones.
And every child has rights, but not every child knows it. Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is using Puzzle, a new program from Sat7 Academy, to teach kids their rights and offer them something even better, the love of Christ. Juliana Sphere explains.
Puzzle is a game show where we convey learning in a fun way. So we teach children their rights through games. And the best way to do it is through professionals. We use a lot of positive psychology coach, and the children will play and they will learn through their hands-on games.
The program also provides a place for children to talk about what they've learned.
It's okay to say how you feel. It's okay to talk about differences, and then it's okay to look at the other, not as the different other, the enemy, but it's okay to discover that you can be friends.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.